Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus is not in love with you. He loves you. That's a tremendous difference. Despite the popularity of syrupy, sweet love song worship songs that could more easily be sung by a girlfriend to her boyfriend than by a Christian to his Lord, songs summarized, "Dear Jesus, I'm so in love with you, you're so in love with me," Jesus is not your boyfriend or your lover. He is your Lord. His love for you is not an intoxicated swoon or a lustful teenage passion. He loves you. He is not in love with you. As the Eskimos have many words for snow, in Greek there are four different words for love, four different types of love. Philia is the kind of love between friends that our hyper-sexualized culture no longer understands. Philia is demonstrated by attempts to explain the loving relationship between friends like David and Jonathan into some kind of homoeroticism. Storge is familial love, the kind parents have for their children or siblings have for one another, the kind that people can have for one another even when they fight. Eros is attraction, sensual love, sexual love, slightly different from but not far from lust. Eros is what people fall into and what couples who decide we just don't love each other anymore have quit doing toward one another. These loves are not how Jesus describes his love for you. "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another." This kind of love is agape. Agape is sacrificial love, selfless love. This is not what people fall into or out of. It is intentional love. Active love, not a feeling or a fleeting emotion. Agape is what Jesus had for his disciples. During supper, when the devil had already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going back to God, rose from supper. He laid aside his outer garments, and taking a towel, he tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was wrapped around him. Agape is love that gets dirty. Jesus, to whom all authority in heaven and on earth has been given by God the Father, into whose hands God the Father has given all things, all power, all authority, through whom all things were made, and without whom was not anything made that was made, took the disciples' filthy feet into his hands. He was seeking no reward, no acclamation, nothing for himself, only to love his disciples perfectly and selflessly. Jesus' love is love that gets dirty, that gets foot grime underneath its fingernails. "As I have loved you," Jesus commands. That is, with an incarnational, enfleshed, embodied kind of love. A love that takes on flesh, that gets the majesty of his divinity dirty with the cloak of his humanity. Jesus' agape love cares nothing for self-preservation. And yet, this is a far cry from the kind of love that you are best at. You have spent a lifetime, however long that has been, honing your ability to love, but the object of your love is always yourself more than anyone else. Husbands and wives give up marriages when they find they're not getting anything out of the relationship anymore. Parents get exasperated at their children when their demands on their time grow such as to be overbearing. Self-help gurus and divas exhort you to love yourself before you love anyone else. Pornography infiltrates computers. Abortion permeates the pews. People shuttle their children to daycares and their parents into nursing homes. Pontius Pilate washes his hands to absolve himself of the mess in front of him. Self-love seeks to keep hands clean. Agape love, which Jesus calls you to have for one another, gets dirty. Bears the burdens of one another, endures suffering purely to alleviate the suffering of someone else, is willing to be hurt to spare another from pain, would rather suffer than watch someone else suffer. Repent of vain self-love. As I have loved you, Jesus says. Washing feet is a pretty sterile thing compared to the perfect outpouring of his love that Jesus came to accomplish. Instead of the sweaty grime that builds up between toes, Jesus came to deal chiefly with the filth of mankind's sinfulness. Every wicked word, every idolatrous action, every hateful deed, every vile offense of sin, the spotless Lamb came to take away. His agape love for you is such love that is willing to get dirty, willing to get into the baptismal water, willing to be infected with your sin, willing to dirty himself as your scapegoat, the substitute, the sacrifice for sinners. Jesus' agape love is cross-shaped, cruciform, stretching out his arms on the cross, not to embrace as a lover, but to die as a criminal. Jesus' agape love is perfectly and completely selfless. He doesn't care about himself, only for you. Every stain, every speck of dirt, every smear of sin, every impurity, every trace of the corruption of human nature, every act and thought of self-love is removed, washed in water and blood. Jesus' love got dirty for you in your place. The water and the foot washing is just a sign. The one who has been cleansed has no need to wash. He is already clean. Jesus does more than wash their feet. He washes them on this evening from the inside with his body and his blood. He places his cleanness, his holiness, his righteousness, his divinity into them, giving them his crucified body to eat and his shed blood to drink for the forgiveness of their sins. Do you struggle against your sinful, selfish, self-loving flesh? Good. Receive the medicine, the cleansing from Jesus himself. In his supper is cleansing and wholeness, removal of dirt and sin and guilt and shame. The solution is not to love more, but to be loved by Jesus more. Here, at the Lord's altar, in his agape meal, for the forgiveness of your sins. A new commandment, therefore, Jesus gives to you, his forgiven, washed, cleansed loved ones. He has taken away your filth, your sin, your stain, your imperfection, your self-love, your selfishness, and made all of these his own. And so he has set you free to to do the same for one another. To love as He has already loved you and as He continues to love you. Why are you able to love incarnationally, inserting yourself into the trials and suffering of those around you? Because Jesus has set you free from your filth, because He has set you free from loving yourself. You are free to love as you have been loved, selflessly, incarnationally, in the flesh, cruciform, sacrificially, Christ-like, not for your benefit, but for the benefit of those God has placed into your life. Not to earn a reward, but because the treasure of Jesus, agape, selfless love, is already yours. In baptism, and as He feeds you with His agape meal, with His selfless, loving body and blood for the forgiveness of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.